So we're going to talk about the three levels that we have as far as the programming goes, and try to get rid of any stereotypes that people might associate with any of the three. So for the first one, which is our Essentials program, we want to think of this as a movement refining program. This is not something that is the easier program. This is not something that is not going to get you to the level of fit that you want. It's where we want to be if we want to refine our movements, the basic movements, such as a squat or the press. And it's something that's going to help us build some flexibility and range of motion in movements that we might have trouble or have some difficulty with, whether it be overhead, whether it be a low parallel, any of those type of things. This is also where we're going to build some joint integrity, so you're not going to see a lot of the heavier loads. You might see some higher repetitions for our strength training programs and that. So it builds more joint strength as far as that goes, more integrity before we start adding a lot of load to those joints and to the muscles. Muscular capacity, that kind of goes along with joint strength. So this is a little bit different than muscular strength. So muscular capacity is, again, going to be more at those moderate repetitions. We don't want to throw something or somebody right in the fire if they have never done any strength training before and have them do ones or twos or threes. They need to work on something a little bit more in the moderate range, 8 to 10 to 12 range, so that they can build their muscular capacity, and that way, once they do get to the point where that's developed, they can develop their overall strength a lot better. And then finally, movement and training age for the movements. That's going to be not necessarily how long you've been working out or how long you've been doing CrossFit, but how long you've been doing these movements. If you've been an athlete all your life and you've been squatting and you've been pressing and you've been running, then your training age is going to be a lot longer than if you're somebody that has just been doing marathons and never been in the weight room before. So we're looking at training age for the specific movements that we're doing in here. So short training age or no training age whatsoever as far as that. So that's our Essentials program again. Not the easier one, but it's the one that's going to fit these criteria for the person that's in there. Our fitness program, a little bit different. Now we've developed some of this stuff over here, and now we're going more into strength endurance. So still not in the overall strength and doing one rep maxes of everything all the time, but now we're working in the range of 5 to 3 reps. So we're building a little bit more on the strength side, but still working at a moderate repetition for our strength training. Moderately skilled movements. So now that we're got the basic movements down, now we can add a little bit of skill element to them. This is where we start getting more into the pull-ups and the kip, and we start talking about double unders, and we start talking more about ring dips, and those type of things that involve more of a skill and that strength endurance than anything else. So you've had to build up from there to get to that point. The thing that we want to make sure that we're not doing at this point in time in our training is that we're trying to throw the skill movements in and we're not ready for them, and it's actually slowing us down and frustrating us. That's why we don't want to jump too far ahead, because then our stimulus and our training is not going to be where we want and we're going to get discouraged. So again, proper progressions. And then again, the training age of our fitness realm is going to be a little bit higher with the movements. So again, more along the lines of if you've been doing these movements for a year or more, again, not necessarily working out, but doing the movements in some shape or form. And then finally, performance. So the big thing is with performance is people view it as this next level up when it's not. We can stay in fitness all of our life and get fitter and get more well-rounded, lose weight, be healthier, and get better at CrossFit. Performance is just a step that we want to take if we're trying to pursue this as a competitive sport or we're trying to compete, whether it be local competitions or regionals or whatever it might be. So this is a training program to generate a competitor, not necessarily generate a higher level of fitness. So let's make that clear. there. So again, one more time as a recap, essentials is not the easier one. It's the one to help us refine movement or have virtuosity of our movement base. Fitness is taking that a little bit more, and basically we're gonna add some higher skill elements to it and a little bit more on the strength training side because we've refined our movements and we're at that point. And then performance is the level that we want to take it if we want to compete, not to get fit. And those are the three levels that we have. And email Chris at noexcusescrossfit.com if you have any further questions.